Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver.
Yeah, beat him.
Ward?
Hi there.
Hi.
What's going on out there?
Oh, Tui and Chester came over. It seems they're building something with Wally and Beaver.
Oh. What they could be building with barrel staves.
I don't know. They were very mysterious about it when they came in for milk and cookies. I think the project's off limits for adults.
Well, I guess we'll just have to respect their privacy till something blows up.
They've been working out there ever since they got home from school. Aren't you a little bit curious?
No, not particularly.
I think they're using your tools.
Maybe after I change clothes, I will just wander out and see what's going on.
Thought you would.
We can use this one for the middle.
Okay.
How are you doing, Joy?
Beaver, will you get your head out of our kayak?
Okay. Hey, Wally, are you sure this is the kind of boat the Eskimos use?
Well, sure, Beaver. You saw it in the movie last Saturday. They hunt walruses and polar bears and everything in boats like this.
But where do they get barrel hoops at the North Pole?
Wally, does your brother have to hang around and ask stupid questions?
Yeah, Beav, cut it out, will you?
You know, we can try it out at Miller's Pond first, before we take it in the ocean.
Hey, Chester, how come we couldn't work on it at your place anymore?
Oh, my father said we were messing up his garage. He said to bring it over here.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Dad, do you think you could leave the car out tonight? Well, if we move this thing, it's liable to fall apart.
Well, I think you could move it over to the side, couldn't you?
Hey, Wally, hold it steady, will you?
What is it? A racing car?
No, Dad, it's a genuine Eskimo boat.
Yeah, Mr. Cleaver, we're going to try it in Miller's Pond, then take it in the ocean.
Well, you've got quite a lot of play in there, haven't you, Tom?
Oh, we're going to cover the whole thing with chicken wire.
Yeah, and then we're going to cover the outside with skin.
Uh-huh. Well, be sure you have plenty of weight down by the keel. You need a low center of gravity.
Heck, we figured the guy that gets in it will be the center of gravity.
Well, fine. Well, don't be discouraged, fellows. This is the way Robert Fulton started. Be sure and put my tools away.
Hey, Wally, I think your dad's giving us the business about Robert Fulton.
Nah, that just means he thinks we're goofy trying to build a boat, but, well, he just doesn't want to come right out and say it.
Did you find out what the mysterious project is?
Yeah, they're building a boat. They're going to try it out in Miller's Pond before they take it out in the ocean.
Oh, well, that sounds dangerous.
No. First place, the ocean's 20 miles away. In the second place, they'll abandon the project before the weekend. And finally, you just can't build a boat with barrel hoops and wire.
I hope not. I wish you'd keep an eye on them, though.
Hey, Dad, where's those tacks we got a couple weeks ago? We're going to need them.
Right here in the drawer. Say, Wally, I know you fellows are having a lot of fun out there, but I think before you waste a lot of time, you ought to realize that you just can't slap together a mess like that and expect it to float.
Well, gee, Dad, you're always telling us to build something worthwhile, and now that we're building it, you're saying it's no good.
All right, Wally, you go ahead and build your boat. I just want one thing perfectly clear. If you finish the boat, I don't want you doing anything reckless or foolish with it, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Okay?
Okay. I'd feel a lot better if they weren't building a boat at all.
Hey,
this week than I thought we would.
Yeah, it's all beginning to look like something now.
Hey, we can't fasten anything to the sides. What are we going to use for a seat?
Well, I'll look around the house later and see what we got. Maybe we could use some breadboard or something.
What have you been doing down in the cellar?
I was looking for that bucket I used to wash the car with. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, I haven't seen it since last summer when the boys made lemonade in it.
No, I'll turn it. Here, I'll take this.
Thank you.
Lemonade?
Man, that's neat.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, did your pop holler too much for taking his bucket?
Nah, all he did was look at me, you know. Well, now all we gotta do is get some skin to cover the boat.
There's no animals around here got that much skin.
I guess we must use seal skin. What are we gonna use? Hey, my father's got an old raccoon coat. Maybe we could use that.
Aw, oh, cut it out. Who wants a fuzzy canoe?
What?
Yeah?
Paper just came.
Oh. Well, I noticed the boat builders were still hard at work when I came home. I couldn't get in the garage.
They even borrowed three of those old oilcloth table covers we had around. What would they want with tablecloths?
Maybe they're getting ready for a launching picnic.
Hey, Wally, these tablecloths of your mom's work real neat.
Yeah, keep slapping the varnish on. It'll keep it from leaking.
Hey, guys, if the varnish is dry, we can try it out over at Miller's Pond tomorrow.
I don't know. Maybe we should ask my dad to come along.
What would you want to do that for? He'd spoil all our fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess it won't hurt just to see if it floats.
And hey, Wally, will you tell this little squirt not to come tagging along tomorrow?
Well, I can go to Miller's Pond if I wanna.
You better not wanna.
I can too if I wanna. Can I, Wally?
Well, I guess you can come along and watch us if you wanna.
Ward!
Yeah?
Ward!
Yeah.
Oh, Ward, I just looked out in the garage. The boat's gone. I knew when those boys got up early, they were up to something.
Well, I've been after Wally to get it out of there. He probably took it back over to Chester's.
Oh.
I'll mess up the Anderson's garage for a while.
Ward, you don't suppose when they get it finished, they'll try to float it, do you?
Now, June, relax. I warned Wally not to be careless. Anyway, if that boat sails anyplace, it'll be in a vacant lot somewhere among the weeds.
Well, we lugged it this far. Now let's get in the water, okay, Wally?
Yeah? Well, okay.
We should have brought our lunch. We could take turns sailing around in it all day.
Okay, odd man tries first.
One, two,
three.
One, two, three.
Well, Chester, I guess you're our first captain.
Yeah, Chester, you get in and we'll shove you off.
What's the matter? Well, the bucket's too high. I can't squeeze in. Let's pull the bucket out.
We can't. It's nailed. If we pull the bucket out, we'll pull the bottom out.
Heck, I guess we're going to have to take it back and try and fix it.
Yeah. Gee, I sure hate to lug it all the way back without even seeing how it works.
Maybe we could pile some rocks in it and see how it floats.
Rocks aren't the same as a guy.
But we don't have a guy small enough.
Hey, Beav.
Wow, that water's cold.
So what? Give the shrimp the paddle.
You all set?
All set.
Okay, one, two, three, ship ahoy. Hey, Wally, you better go get him.
You okay, Beef?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just cold, that's all.
Why did you do a crazy thing like tipping our boat over?
Well, I didn't do anything. I just sat there. The boat did all the tipping over.
You know, we never should have brought that thing down here.
You think we ought to try and fix it?
Now, how are we going to get it out of the water?
Beaver's already wet. He could get it.
Oh, cut it out. We gotta get him home.
Wally, my clothes are all wet. And look at my new boots. You know something? I think Dad's gonna be real sore when he sees me.
I'll say. He told me to watch it. But at least he's what happened.
Maybe when you get home, your pop won't even notice he got wet.
Fix that heating vent in the dining room. Any other little chores?
No.
In that case, I think I'll go on in the living room and try and get some work done before lunch.
Wish I knew where those boys went with that boat.
Well, dear, I told you they're probably over at Chester's. Now, Wally wouldn't try any nonsense without my permission.
Oh, I don't know. I just picked up their room a little while ago, and Beaver's hiking boots aren't in the closet. Now, why would he wear hiking boots to build a boat?
Well, if you're concerned, why don't you call the Andersons?
Well, if I do that and they're not there, I'm going to worry Mrs. Anderson. And if they are there, the boys are going to think I'm fussing over them. I'll wait till noontime when I have a good excuse.
Beaver, you kind of smell like a swamp.
I feel like one, too.
Hey, Wally, is the coast clear?
Nah, my mom's in the kitchen and Dad's in the living room.
Boy, if they see Beaver messed up like this, we're sunk.
Mom wasn't in the kitchen. At least we could get in the house and maybe sneak up to our room.
Hey, Wally, I got an idea. I'll go across to my house and call your pop on the telephone.
Now, what good would that do?
Well, see, I'm somebody that wants to talk to his mom. That'll get her out of the kitchen.
Ah, that's goofy.
Well, what else you gonna do? Sit here till your pop comes out and catches him sitting here like a drowned rat?
Let's try it, Wally, even if it is goofy.
Well, okay.
Come on, Chester. Not that way. Keep it down.
Hey, Beaver, I'm sorry you got wet and everything.
That's okay, Wally. At least I got to be the first captain.
Hey, you look kind of funny. You're not thinking of crying, are you?
No. Not unless we get caught. Then I think we're going to be in so much trouble. Well, I'd better.
Hello? What's that?
Am I speaking to Mr. Cleaver?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to speak to Mrs. Cleaver. Would you mind calling her out of the kitchen?
Well, may I ask who's calling?
He wants to know who's calling.
Just say it's a friend. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, it's a friend of hers that you don't know.
Well, all right, just a moment. I'll call her.
Hey, Chester, it worked. He went to get her. What should I do now?
Well, I think you better hang it up.
Phone, dear.
Who is it?
It's a friend of yours that I don't know. I recognized the voice. Sounded like that little Phillips girl down the street who's always playing with the phone.
I'd like to speak to her mother. What's this?
That new survey we took down at the office on women's marketing habits. Look it over.
Boy, Mom's right in there.
Never get upstairs.
Wait a minute. I'm going to try something.
I don't think some of these things are flattering at all.
Oh, dear, I can't help the way women shop.
Who took the survey?
Some of the fellows down at the office.
I thought so.
Well, not you, and that's got nothing to do with it.
What in the world is that?
It sounds like the garbage disposal.
Well, how could it go on by itself?
Maybe it's a short circuit. I don't know. I had a car once. Every time you slammed the door, the lights went on. Hey, Wally. Where did you fellas come home?
Before.
Say, you didn't bring that boat back here, did you?
Oh, no, sir. We sure didn't. I gotta put this junk in the cellar. Oh, hi, Mom.
Wally, I didn't know you were home.
Dad knows it.
Where are you going with the box?
I've gotta put some junk down in the cellar.
Oh, you cleaning up your room?
Well, sorta.
Wally, isn't that the bathtub in your room?
Yeah, Beaver's taking a bath.
On Saturday morning without anyone making him?
He kind of took one look at his feet and then decided maybe he ought to take one.
Oh. Well, you better tell him to hurry up. We're going to have lunch soon.
Okay, Mom.
Beaver, I can't get over it. You look so... what's so clean?
Yeah, right in the middle of the day, too.
Gee, Dad, why are you picking on me? Just because I took a bath.
Beaver, we're not picking on you. I just want...
Could I have some bread, Mom?
Please. Oh. Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
Does anyone smell anything peculiar?
That's what I do.
I don't.
Well, I just took a bath.
It's funny. It smells like burning leather.
I don't smell anything at all. Do you want me to close the cellar door, Dad?
Wally, if you don't smell anything, why do you want to close the cellar door?
Gee, I don't know, Dad.
What are you trying to cover up?
Well, you see, Dad. I don't know, Dad.
Never mind, I'll go take a look for myself.
Would you boys mind telling me what's going on?
Well, I think we better wait till Dad gets back, Mom.
Yeah, if we're going to have to tell all the bad stuff that happened. You don't want to have to tell it twice.
Well, boys?
I fell out of the boat.
Oh, Beaver.
At Miller's Pond?
Yeah, Dad. Want us to wait up in our room?
I think that would be an excellent idea.
Ward? You think this has anything to do with that garbage disposal and the phone call?
Mm-hmm. To put it bluntly, I think we've been had.
sitting up here almost a half hour. How come Dad hasn't come up yet?
Well, gee, Beef, we did something real bad. Well, when you do something real bad, it takes longer for Dad to figure out what he's going to do to us.
Well, whatever he's going to do to us, I wish he'd hurry up and do it. So we could get out and play.
Play? Beef, what are you talking about? Boy, when he gets through with us, we'll be lucky if we get out to play for a whole year.
Boys, will you come down here?
Well, come on, let's go.
Wally, you think I'll wait a while or cry right away?
Well, we better see how mad he is.
Dear, I know they should be punished, but please don't lose your temper.
I don't intend to. This time they're going to tell me. I'll make very sure they realize just exactly what they've done. Well?
Well, you called us, Dad.
Yes. Well, you boys have had a chance to think this over. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm sorry we put Beaver in the boat and it tipped over.
Well, I'm sorry, too.
Well, is that all?
Well, I'm awful sorry.
Well, that's fine. What about the other things?
Gee, Dad, falling out of the boat was the worst thing we did today.
Your father means sneaking in the house, hiding the wet clothes, and covering up what you did.
Look, putting Beaver in the boat was bad enough. He could have been drowned. But afterwards, why couldn't you at least have come to me and just simply said, Dad, I did a very foolish thing and Beaver fell out of the boat? Well, you'd have been in a lot less trouble than you're in now if you had.
I wish we'd have known that then.
Well, it's really my fault, Dad, but I guess I felt so goofy about letting those guys talk me into something. I just didn't want you to know about it.
Well, fooling around with that boat was a very dangerous thing to do, Wally. And both of you trying to cover up what you'd done afterwards was inexcusable. So you're going to have to be punished. You'll both stay around the house here for the rest of the weekend. And there'll be no movies or television for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wally. Wally, there's only one thing I have to say. We're very thankful that nothing really serious happened to your brother.
Yes, for that we're both very grateful and very happy.
Well, gee, Dad, I wouldn't let anything happen to the Beaver.
Yeah, and even if he did, he wouldn't mean it.
Well, next time, just think ahead a little bit. Look ahead and see the consequences a little bit. Then you won't do this kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, Ward, with two boys, we should be prepared for a certain amount of trouble. But it's really discouraging when they come home with something like this.
Sure is. Yet when you realize all the things that could happen, it's a pretty nice feeling sometimes just to have them come home.
Hey, Wally, if I'd have drowned, I think they wouldn't let the school out.
Nah, just your class. Oh.
Well, that would have been something. Wally, Mom and Dad said they were happy, but still they were yelling at us.
Yeah, well, it's like Larry Mondello, the time he got himself lost on the camping trip. Well, when the scoutmaster told his mom and dad they found him, they were real happy, remember?
Well, sure.
But then when they got Larry home, his mother started yelling at him. His father started hitting him.
Yeah, but how can you be happy at somebody and yell at him at the same time?
I don't know. I guess you got to be a parent to do that.
Want a trade?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.